ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In a tiny Victorian town, the football club isn't just a weekend ritual.
It's country footy, you get there really early, you leave late.
But then, one day, something happens.
In the back of a caravan, just over the road from this footy club.
Once I realised what was going to happen, it, like, yeah, it was not good.
And suddenly everyone must pick a side.
I just felt angry. Those folks were meant to be my mates.
Hometown Boys, a new series by Background Briefing. Listen now on the ABC Listen app.
It's become Donald Trump's latest obsession. And if you don't like his dream of the US taking over Greenland, then you'll be punished. The president is now slapping tariffs on European nations, pushing back against the idea that America should control the self-governed island, which is part of Denmark. Today, the ABC's Global Affairs editor, Laura Tingle, on how the UK and Europe will respond and what it means for the future of NATO. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Laura, the people of Denmark and Greenland, they've been out on the streets protesting.
A sea of red and white, protesting against the Stars and Stripes.
We are not interested in being Americans.
Trump just wanting to take over Greenland is absurd. And I think he's the archetype of greed, and we need to push back.
They're a little worried at this point, and it's no wonder, right?
Well, it's no wonder at all, Sam. The US president has just been getting more and more belligerent and, dare one say, irrational about Greenland over the last few days.
We are going to do something on Greenland, whether they like it or not.
Okay.
I would like to make a deal, you know, the easy way, but if we don't do it the easy way, we're going to do it the hard way.
People sort of laughed at one point about the prospect that, you know, the US military might actually invade Greenland, but that's not seen as, you know, out of play now. And I think the significance of where we're up to now is that Donald Trump has achieved the rare distinction of basically getting the Europeans to go, right, enough. And they see this as a matter of self-determination and, you know, fairly fundamental principles of international law.
Yeah, the Europeans aren't happy, that's for sure, because over the weekend, of course, Donald Trump really ramped things up. He says he's going to charge a 10% import tax from next month on 8 European nations, including Denmark, because they oppose the idea of America controlling Greenland. How extraordinary.
Well, it is extraordinary. I mean, it's extraordinary because, for starters, the treaty that Greenland and Denmark have with the United States essentially lets the US do whatever it wants in Greenland anyway. Mm. They don't have to take it over. The language now being used within the European community is fascinating. I mean, people talk about Donald Trump using the gangster tactics of Russia. It's pure mafioso methods. They're really seeing it as a standover attempt by Donald Trump and the White House. And they've now responded. They're now talking about imposing 93 billion euros of tariffs on America and of not implementing what was already an incredibly uneven trade deal in America's favour that was negotiated last year. That still has to go through the European Parliament, and that's unlikely to happen. And they're now threatening, you know, a lot more serious areas of the American economy, which sort of go into Donald Trump's areas of interest, like high tech, which I think shows that they've just had enough. They've had enough of trying to appease and flatter him, and things have now got pretty serious.
Yeah, sure have. Now, the British leader, Keir Starmer, he spoke to President Trump directly, telling him that what he was doing was basically wrong. Trump, of course, says he'll even increase the tariffs to 25% in June if a deal isn't done with these European nations. Now, that includes, as we said, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, Britain, the Netherlands, Finland, and I suppose any other country that doesn't like what Donald Trump is talking about at this point.
Well, apart from anything else, Sam, the EU, you know, is one economic block. You can't.
Yes.
It's very hard to just impose tariffs on some members of it, not others. You know, I mean, just saying. It's a bit, yes. So ridiculous.
Well, regardless of all of that, of course, the White House, it just keeps doubling down on this. The Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he was on NBC's Meet the Press reiterating that the US must have Greenland. It needs to own it. So, you know, they're not backing away from it.
But what we know is that the U.S., that Greenland can only be defended if it is part of the U.S., and it will not need to be defended if it is part of the U.S. The president is trying to avoid a conflict.
But, you know, the president, he has, Laura, been flipping between these ideas of sort of buying Greenland and then just taking it by force. Now, last week, the foreign ministers of Denmark and Greenland, they did travel to the White House for this meeting with the Vice President J.D. Vance and Marco Rubio, the Secretary of State. And, you know, the answer again was no deal. We, you know, Greenland is not for sale.
For us, ideas that would not respect territorial integrity of the Kingdom of Denmark and the right of self-determination of the Greenlandic people are, of course, totally unacceptable. And we therefore still have a fundamental disagreement, but we also agree to disagree.
Well, we focus a lot on these meetings because we're all used to these meetings being serious events where stuff happens. But, you know, we're really talking about a world where US policy is certainly dictated by, you know, what Donald Trump puts on Truth Social from one day to the next, and that his team of cabinet secretaries have to sort of clean up afterwards. It's pretty erratic. So the meeting was, as a result, pretty erratic because it's still no clearer what exactly it is Donald Trump wants. As you say, he keeps changing his tune. And there's no room for negotiation in this. I mean, the Danes and the Greenlanders are sort of saying, look, you know, you want more military presence in Greenland because you think it's exposed in a security sense. We can talk about that. You know, we're moving all of our troops there. You know, the Europeans are moving their troops there. And even on things like that, Donald Trump saying, oh, well, you know, this is a provocative move because, you know, implying that the Europeans are there to fight the Americans. You know, it's really, really scary stuff.
Let's just touch briefly then, Laura, now on why it is that Trump is so determined that the United States must control Greenland. Now, there are a number of reasons, of course. He says, in part, it's for the purpose of a golden dome that he wants to build in the United States. So his very own air and missile defense system.
We need Greenland for national security very badly. If we don't have it, we have a big hole in national security. Especially when it comes to what we're doing in terms of the Golden Dome, and so we're talking to NATO.
You just better explain that because that's seriously out there too.
Well, it's very much based on the Israeli model of the Iron Dome defense shield that, you know, basically can stop any incoming missiles from any hostile player, but underneath it all, it goes back to his obsession with maintaining control over the Western Hemisphere. That's the Americas, which he would count as everything from Greenland right down to the bottom tip of South America. Mm. So it fits in with that Western Hemisphere strategy. But, of course, Greenland, the attractions for him are, one, you know, allegedly security, which might be true. As people keep pointing out, he says, you know, we can't afford Russia and China to be near neighbours, and everybody points out that Alaska is quite close to Russia. But beyond that, I think it's clearly, once again, it's resources, and it's being able to bully somebody that can't fight back.
Yes, Greenland is rich in rare earth minerals, isn't it? And Trump, we know, loves those. He does say also, though, Laura, that there are Chinese and Russian ships and destroyers all over the place near Greenland.
Well, that's hotly disputed by Greenland and most other NATO allies who are keeping an eye on things. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of military assets always floating around the oceans, but nothing particularly related to the area immediately around Greenland. There is that bigger issue, which is thanks to climate change, there is this prospect that there'll be a lot more shipping routes around the Arctic than there once were. So that's something that Donald Trump also has in mind. And, you know, that is a reasonable security issue that it changes what's going on. And, of course, there's now a lot more competition by all the big powers to get into the Arctic, partly once again because of resources and the like. But the actual claim that there are a lot of Chinese and Russian ships floating off the coast of Greenland has not been backed up by any evidence from Donald Trump and certainly been hotly disputed by Greenland.
Well, Laura, as you said, you really can't put anything past Donald Trump. So let's consider how this could actually escalate from here. That's when our attention really needs to turn to the NATO alliance and the future of it.
Well, one obvious threat, which seems unthinkable, but not really given where Donald Trump's been in the last 12 months, is that he just says, OK, well, I'm withdrawing from NATO or from Article 5, that is the, you know, basic central commitment that you come to each other's aid, which would leave Europe wildly exposed to Russia, completely change the balance of power in the war in Ukraine, and you can't rule any of these things out. So it's not something that is just about Greenland and its right to self-determination anymore. It's really, you know, we're in very, very dark times, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, because this could lead to the collapse of NATO. It could be the end of NATO, because the problem with Article 5, as you mentioned, it can't be invoked by one NATO ally against another, can it? So if the United States was invading Greenland and other NATO countries wanted to help Greenland, the United States would have to agree to that and it wouldn't. So there you go, end of NATO.
Yeah, no, one way or another, NATO's pretty kaput, but I think the idea that Donald Trump would sort of officially say, well, we're walking away, would just have the most dire ramifications for all of Europe and the rest of us.
Yeah, because who wins, Laura, if NATO collapses?
Russia.
Yes.
And China would be pretty happy too, because, you know, the West is in disarray and nobody's following Donald Trump anywhere, I don't think anywhere soon. So you've got the double problem of Europe being exposed and the US no longer having a leadership role and therefore no real leader to coordinate any aggressive approaches from Russia, for example.
Well, as you say, Laura, the Europeans aren't happy. They may have treated Donald Trump with kid gloves up until now, but it looks like those gloves are well and truly coming off.
Absolutely. So I think this really is the point at which things change. I mean, one of the most interesting developments over the weekend was the position of Emmanuel Macron. Now, he said that the Europeans should activate a thing called the anti-coercion instrument, which is basically an agreement to say, well, if you behave badly to us, we will be doing stuff back to you. And it's about limiting the access of US companies to the European markets and a whole range of trade weapons, if you like, in addition to tariffs. They're really just staring Donald Trump down now. And then, of course, there's the big showdown coming up in Davos, the World Economic Forum meeting later this week, which Donald Trump is due to attend. I think there's a real resolve across Europe, you know, to do something about this.
Yeah. Okay. And the people of Greenland, there's only like 56,000 of them, but I think they've got a pretty clear message, right, Laura? Like, hands off. Greenland is not for the United States.
Absolutely. Correct. I can't believe, you know, despite the fact that you've got to suspend disbelief on almost everything these days, I can't believe that Donald Trump would actually go there, if for no other reason than polling in the US shows that I think it's like 4% of people think invading Greenland's a good idea. It's not something where he's actually getting any popularity out of this. I think the trade threats will mean that a lot of his powerful backers in the tech sector will be very alarmed. So I'm presuming that that's not going to happen. But I think the bigger risk really is that he sort of says that, well, on this basis, you know, we're going to walk away from NATO and see how you like that.
Laura Tingle is the ABC's Global Affairs Editor. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed and Cinnamon Nippard. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.